This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Would you like to make somebody happy? Most people would. And so we're going to talk about it in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we realize that we are very selfish people. But in spite of our selfishness, there is something inside of us that makes us happy when we can bring a blessing to others. God, we pray that we may understand that that blessing can often be in other ways than giving money. And so, point out to us today that from your word, you have blessed us in order that we might be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends in Christ, shortly before my father died, I heard him say to one of his grandchildren, "I wished I could give each one of you $10,000. I love you so much. And the grandchild responded by saying, Grandpa, you have given us treasures that money cannot buy. How true that is. And that's what I'd like to visit with you about today, because it is a message that comes from our text. 4,000 years before Christ was born, God entered into a covenant with a man named Abram and told him that he was going to make of him a father of a new nation. So he wanted him to get out of Mesopotamia, where he had a life of comfort and ease, and follow where the Lord led him. Here are the words. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions that they had accumulated, and the servants they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. And only did they have this promise, which I'd like to read to you as our text today. It's recorded in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, the first 3 or 4 verses. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land where I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the people on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. An interesting story. And so they walked along the way. With him was wife Sarah, nephew Lot, their possessions, which made up of the livestock, and the servants whom they had accumulated along the way. Only that promise, "I'm going to bless you and make you a great nation, and you will be a blessing to many." Well, the time passed, and Abram was on his way to Canaan, and he kind of grew weary sometimes, and the Lord realized that. And so he came to him with these words. The Lord came to him and said, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." There was that note of encouragement that God always is anxious to come to his people with when the going is rough. But Abraham had a few words to say to the Lord. And so he said, "O sovereign Lord, here I am out here. You know, I have a wife who is barren, and you say that I'm going to have a marvelous nation. You really think that's going to happen?" And then it is that God points to Abram and says, "Look up to the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them." Then he said, "So shall your offspring be." Now remember, what Abram had was the promises of God. And the promises were that his life would be rich, and he would bless the people of the whole world in the days that were to come. So, though it seemed impossible, he went on his way. And we realize that God did just that. For in due time, God gave to Abram Isaac, and Isaac got Jacob. And so it went on down the line until 2,000 years after the covenant, Jesus was born. Jesus was a savior of the world, and the nation that he was going to be the father of, that is Abraham, was none other than Israel, that lives with us yet today and is known throughout the world. Notice some of the blessings that God gave to Abram. He said, "I will make your name great." Now, when they lived back in Ur the Chaldees, everybody knew Abram and his fathers. They were wealthy people. They were prominent people. They were leaders in their community. But out there on their way to Canaan, who knew him? He was really a nobody. God said to him, "Abram, the day is going to come when your name will be great." If that's any consolation to you, any consolation at all, everybody is going to know Abram. And I don't know if that's true today that everybody knows Abraham, but we know this, that it is a very prominent name in Jewish culture, for the land that he built was a nation of Israel. The second blessing was this: "I'm going to bless you." And so we have seen it, that he got a family, and he had many possessions. He was a wealthy man, and he became the George Washington of that great land of the Jews. But from that people, there would come one who would not only bless Israel, a blessing to them he would be, but he would be a blessing to the entire world. For that person who was coming was none other than Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ would suffer and die for the sins of the world. He would atone for all the sins, that no matter where the person was, no matter what he was, he could be forgiven of his sins and brought into fellowship with God Almighty. That was a promise. From Abraham, one day would come the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now he would not only rejoice in that himself and his people, but it would be the fact that those from around the world, having come to faith in Jesus Christ and seeing the blessings that Christ alone could give them, found that they were blessed. They were a wealthy people. If God has blessed you in Christ, then you are one of the wealthiest people in the world. For you possess eternal life, you have peace in your soul, and you have life in your walk, and you have values in your head. You are the potential not only to live with that blessing yourself, but you are able now, empowered by the Spirit of God, and given the message that came from Jesus Christ to make their lives richer than anything else in the world. So let's talk about it for just a moment and see what our potential really is. He is saying to us today, as he said many years ago to Abraham, introducing a person to Jesus Christ and telling him what Jesus Christ can give him would be one of the greatest blessings, the greatest blessing that he could ever have. Who are some of these people? They are people, my friend, who you know as well as I. They live in your families. They are in your circle of friends. They stand there with great financial accounts, but inside they live with spiritual rags. For they know that there is only so much that this wealth can give you. And life is only so many years old. And then you die. And it doesn't matter who you are. But that life that you get in Jesus Christ is yours forever. Suddenly he makes you a person who can live with him forever. These are the people who need to hear from you. about Jesus. And how do you do it? Well, you get to know them very well. And you say to them, "May I share with you what God has really done for me? You know, I'm not a man of means, like my father was not. But I've got so many riches inside. Let me tell you about Jesus." Just take a look at where those opportunities are. One of them is right within the Sunday school of your churches where you belong. You know, sometimes in the fall of the year when things are really beginning to roll, you will hear the announcement being made. I've made it many a time, and it continues to be made. We have all of these children. They come to our church. They're a part of the congregation. We need to teach them in the Sunday school about Jesus. They need to hear it first in their homes, but they also need to hear it in their churches. And so, would you not come? Why is it that you may sit there in that church and say, "No, not me"? You can talk. You can teach. Oh, you say, "Well, I'm not a graduate teacher." That isn't necessary. You can tell a story. And he's asking you to go in with a half a dozen, a dozen of those children and tell them about Jesus Christ. I often wondered when I was a pastor in a church why there was not a line waiting to get in to teach a Sunday school class. You'd be so happy if you could tell somebody about Jesus Christ. But we'd rather give that over to somebody else. Quite often we'll hear people say, "Send us your best to the seminaries. We're losing them to many of the other professions. The seminaries are looking for students." I've often wondered why it is not true that it's sometimes difficult to get into a seminary, because the lines are so long. The people who have come out of high school and college now really want to go to a theological seminary and learn more about the Word of God, that order that they could go out every single day of the week and as a pastor of the church tell others about Jesus Christ. And that every Sunday morning they had the glorious opportunity to get into that pulpit, and whether they are able or not quite as able, to announce the story of Jesus Christ. I love to hear that story that is said so often. I heard it just recently. "Our minister is not a very good speaker, but I love to go to church, because I know he's going to tell me Sunday after Sunday that God loves me and in Jesus Christ my sins are forgiven and I am his." What about the child in your home? Now, quite often we see the pictures of children who have been abandoned or they've been hurt. They're in foster homes. Nobody has ever told them about Jesus. Nobody has not cared about them. They perhaps have not had the food that they needed. And you had the opportunity to go to your own children. You know that child who probably has everything that he needs and a little bit more? That child who is being cared for in the greatest way and provisions are being made to see him through school and into the professional or business world. He's your son. He's your daughter. Or she is your daughter. You can sit down and say to them, "Let me tell you about Jesus." That's what my father had done to his grandchildren. Told them about Jesus. That's what we need to do. Oh, that it could come from the lips of Dad and Granddad. Oh, the opportunities that we have. There's that older person who is living in our midst, afraid to die, don't know what's before him, and we can tell him the story of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit can work through that story, and the face can brighten up. I'm a child of the King forever. I have just finished reading another great book that I want to introduce you to. It is entitled Quiet Strength, and it is written by Tony Dungy. Now, many of you know the name of Tony Dungy. He's a famous professional football coach. He has served on many teams, and at the present time, he is a head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He has won a Super Bowl. People love him. Announcers say, here is one we can really respect. Well, Dungy, in his book, tells of an experience he had. He said that one time when he was coaching at Tampa Bay, his quarterback, Trent Dilfer, had a 5-year-old son who had died. Dungy goes on to say, I clearly remember calling Trent and telling him that we were praying for them and that I appreciated his witness and the strength of his faith. Trent and I had gone through ups and downs, and when Trevin died, Trent was such an encouragement to me. Now let me tell you what happened to the famous Coach Dungy. A son that he loved very much, who had been raised in a wonderful home, took his own life. And when he took his own life, who was it who came to his aid? It was a man who himself had lost a child when he was only 5 years old. He said, you could coach if you had to, try to get along by yourself. But the Lord will give you the strength at that time to go through it, because you can't do it alone. Abraham was blessed in order that he might be a blessing. A football player was blessed that he might one day be a blessing to the coach. That's what it's all about. It's not just a story back 4,000 years ago, people. It's a story today. And it's a story that can be used and an experience that you can have on a football field as well as in a church. Would you like to be a blessing to someone? God has prepared you to do it. If Jesus Christ is your Savior and you live in a personal relationship with Him, if you will just share this in some way with someone, you will make a person happy. Amen.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take
oh.
God in heaven, we pray that those of us who have experienced how Christ can make our life rich may share it with others. Help us to understand that God not only said to Abraham, but he says to you and to me, I bless you, that you may be a blessing. And then, O God, we know that happiness will come. We pray that you will fill our hearts with that happiness because we are yours. And we know the victory that is ours in Jesus Christ, our Lord. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We pray that your heart has been touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts are sometimes given to remember a very special person on their birthday or some other occasion. For your convenience, we are now able to accept donations by credit card. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truth to those who are unable to worship in the church of their choice. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Please address your gifts and requests to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 72nd year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.